so many different clubs out there that you don't even know exist. And when you hear about them, you're like, huh, there's a club for that?
There's enough people that will group around and hang out and talk about anything nowadays.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. And here's a club that got our attention.
2.5 years ago, myself and Rich Collins decided to start the Long Island CW Club, principally to teach Morse code to ham radio operators on Long Island. We found that there was a shortage of people who had that skill, and we thought it would be a nice idea to give back to the community and do that.
It's right. A Morse code club.
Morse code's time is now. It's back. Morse code is back, Anna's app.
Did it ever go? I was thinking about it. I don't know anything about Morse code.
Right, you don't know anything.
Nothing. Like, do they even use it still? I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Well, I told you, I was driving down the street the other day, and one of my neighbors, he's got his ham radio. He has a handheld ham radio.
Legit.
I thought this was reserved basically for people's garage or their basement. They'd put on the headphones, and they just try and talk to, like, Siberia for night after night after night, and once in a while get a blip on there.
Right.
Maybe it could be an alien, somebody from a past life. He had one that was handheld.
That's serious.
Who was he talking to?
But there's the
who
best.
Who was he listening for?
But you think about Morse code and you think, like, old school, right? No. The kids have been flocking to this. This is 17-year-old Alana Bernstein from Manhasset.
Well, this is my first time professionally learning it. I started in March when the first kids' classes came out. I've been in the class since then, and I just really love how it gives you something to do and get your mind off things, and it's like something you can do with other kids around the world.
Like, what?
Okay.
I can't get my kid to finish her reading assignments for the summer, and she's over here learning Morse code that I didn't even know was still a real thing.
And talking to kids on the other side of the planet.
Right.
Let's just keep an eye on this and make sure this isn't one of those TikTok incidents.
Okay,
all right?
Yeah.
China, you hear what I'm saying. We're watching you.
All right. So now let's go. You're going to teach me Morse code.
Right.
Here's how Morse code works. It's a series of beeps and
dashes. They call it a dash. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Now here's the thing. Given the fact that this is radio and not television and that I didn't actually find a beeper in here that wouldn't set off some sort of alarm or something like that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to improvise. So I've got a dog toy. Dog toy will be Dot.
Okay, Dot is dog toy.
And then I have a maraca, and maraca will be Dash.
Maraca is Dash.
All right, and this is a simple message I've put together for you. It's only four words, and I want to see if you
four
can decipher.
Four words?
It's four words. It's like a simple sentence, and I want to see if you can decipher it before we come back here. You ready?
Okay, I have a key up in front of me, so don't go too fast.
What do you mean you have a key?
Like the key, so I can
see.
No,
you should write down the sounds, and then you go to the key.
Right,
do you not know anything about code breaking?
I don't. I know nothing about Morse code.
Remember, this is Dot.
Yes.
All right, and this is Dash.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here we go. Long pause.
Okay, that's three. Okay.
That was four. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
Here we go. Pay attention.
Is it still?
Will you stop talking? If you keep talking, you can't hear what I'm doing.
But that was the second word? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
This is still the second word.
Okay.
All right, after the four dots, I'm going to repeat it. Long pause.
Okay. Yeah, got it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Last word.
Okay, last word. So ridiculous.
Message complete.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I've got like a lot of dots and dashes.
Work on it for a few minutes, and we'll come back and see whether or not you're able to pull it off and get the message.
All right, did I figure out Morse code? It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. There's just so many cool clubs out there that you don't even know exist. It's Anna and Raven. And we've been talking about the Long Island CW Club, and they started, and they were teaching Morse code.
Right.
And it caught on so much that this is how many people they have.
We've reached 770 members in all 50 states and 15 countries. And we teach 50 classes per week online, including our kids' classes.
How cool is that? Even kids are taking it.
I mean, 750 people across the world is not a lot of people.
To learn Morse code?
But it's exciting,
who's
I guess.
Who's learning Morse code?
I'm just saying a lot of people have time on their hands right now. I'm just saying. I mean,
Morse code is cool.
I mean,
cool.
When you said it, I thought there was going to be hundreds of thousands.
Still a lot of people.
It's a cool club. I mean, if you've got a ham radio and you've got a lot of time on your hands, which obviously most people have the time right now at this point, tell your kid, get them into something.
Right. So Raven and I are trying to learn Morse code. Mm-hmm. Raven has...
No. I know it. That's okay. Why I'm sending the messages. You are trying to interpret my Morse code message for you.
This is four words.
Four words.
Raven gave it to me a few minutes ago.
By the way, I mean, most of the time when you're getting and receiving a Morse code message, you're not going to get a hint at the beginning and go, four words, because the whole point is that you can't speak. But here it is.
Okay.
Four words. Here we go.
Hold on. A dot is a dog toy and a dash is a maraca.
Right. Because I don't have a buzzer, so we had to improvise.
Okay,
all right. Here we go. Here we go. Four words.
Word three. No, okay.
That is word three.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay, I think
that's
I got it.
That's the end of the message right there.
All right, I think
I mean,
I did
look
it.
At your face. I hope that you did get it. It's something that I tell you from time to time. Maybe you do have it.
Oh, maybe I don't.
You think it's something completely new?
It says, right. Here's my interpretation of that Morse code.
Mm.
I hope you're red.
No.
It's not. I hope you're red. I spent the last 10 minutes interpreting that.
What sense would that make?
I hope
you're red.
You're the one that sent the Morse code.
I mean, you got a couple letters, right?
What is it?
The message says, I hate your face.
That's not nice.
But it is something that I say to you.
You do say that a lot. I hate your face. Right. I hope you're red.
You got some letters, right?
I almost did it.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. I mean.
Speaking of clubs, though. You know, there's so many strange clubs out there that are, I shouldn't even say strange. They're just unique and different. You don't even know exist. Raven,
sure.
Do you belong to any clubs?
I guess fantasy football. Fantasy football, I think, is a club. Although I think the guys are kicking me out this year, or we're just canceling the season because of COVID.
I guess that makes sense.
I think I did pretty good the last couple of years, and I don't show up to the extracurricular stuff, so I'm like the worst member of the fantasy football club.
Yeah.
I take your money. And I don't come and participate.
I was trying to think about it. I'm like, what clubs do I belong to?
Yeah.
Mentoring and Inspiring Women in Radio Club.
There you go.
Yeah, but I don't actually do anything.
I was going to say, when was your last meeting?
I just signed up.
Schedule pretty well, and I don't recall you leaving for that at any time.
You know what club I do participate in?
What's that?
The Nordy Club Rewards Program at Nordstrom's. It's part of a club where you get points, and then you get like money off. It's a coupon.
Yes, I'm familiar with rewards programs at stores. I didn't know we were counting those, but
well,
okay.
It says club in the title. So 1-800-330-9999. What club do you belong to? Sure, you can belong to a lot of clubs, country clubs, golf clubs, but we just learned about Long Island CW Club that teaches Morse code. There's just so many unique and different clubs out there that you don't even know exist that people belong to.
I mean, some of these clubs I'd really like to hang out if I had more time.
Well, right. It's Hannah and Raven. So when you're talking about unique clubs, I found a bunch that I definitely had no idea existed.
If you're a Steve, Steven, Steven with a PH, Stephanie, Esteban, or any other variation, you're welcome to join Project Steve.
How cool is that if you have a club just
that
for
is
name.
Cool if you are a Steve.
Yeah, right. I looked
because
up,
nobody knows whether you're a Stephanie with an F or with a PH, or if you're a Steve or a Steven, whether it's PH or yeah, it's a mess, man.
Right.
And they resent it. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. I know a Steven, and everybody used to get it wrong, and he was wrong. Really mad.
You know what's the cool thing about the Steve Club?
What's that?
They have a theme song.
Did you make that up?
No, it's real. You know what I was thinking about?
You know what?
You're not even a real club until you have a song.
Well, I was going to say you're not a real club until you have a bar, all right? Mm-hmm. Because clearly they have a bar and
I belong to my sorority. That's a club, and we have a theme song, too, so that makes us legit, just like the Steve Club.
Do you have a bar?
Well, we went to several bars.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
How about this club?
Everybody loves a beautiful cloud, but the Cloud Appreciation Society takes it a step further. Their manifesto states that they believe that clouds are unjustly maligned, that they are expressions of the atmosphere's moods, and that those who contemplate the shapes in clouds will save money on therapy bills.
I want to belong to that. I definitely want to belong to that club.
I wonder if she's getting the discount on therapy clubs.
Yeah.
Because... Clearly.
What club do you belong to? 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven.
I belong to the Knights of Columbus.
Okay. Yeah, I belong to the Eagles myself. I love cheap drinks.
You like cheap drinks?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. Do you belong to a club?
I do. It's a robotics club. And a lot of people think that's a little bit weird for a guy my age, but it's so much fun, and we get together, and it's just a blast. It's just people like me that love robotics.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm in my 40s.
And do you build robots?
I had no idea there was a robot club that I could go hang out with and just be building robots. Are you using, like, household appliances, or what are you doing?
Raven wants to join you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Whatever we can find, yes, doors open, come
right.
with us.
Shop vac robot? Oh, man, I always wanted to invent stuff like that, like the kid from the Goonies.
I think it's cool. Why should kids have all the fun? And it's the future. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You belong to a club?
I am a part of the Michael Bublé fan club.
That's nice. A real fan club?
It is. It's a real one.
That's exciting.
I mean, he's got a holiday special and everything. That sounds pretty put together, right? What do you get with the Michael Bublé fan club?
You get to, you know, we get to share news about him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have little trinkets and right. fun things. Stuff like first access when, you know, his, like, tickets go on sale. Mm. We get to see the videos with his wife.
As long as they don't get into, like, a little tussle and all the controversy comes out there.
No controversy. They're sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
I believe it when you say it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I believe it when she says it.
I forgot all about Artist Fan Club. Like, when we were little, I remember being part of the New Kids on the Block Fan Club.
Nice. What did you get?
Posters.
Awesome.
And, like, pins and things like that. That was great. I didn't know that they still kind of had Artist Fan Club like that.
Yeah, it's called propaganda.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That's what the industry is built on it.